Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 1, 1804. Day 111 of the expedition. Camped on the lower point of an island called Bunum. Bunum Island was still on the maps in 1890 between present Bunum County, South Dakota, and Knox County, Nebraska. The island, sometimes known as Gavin's Point, is now inundated by Lewis and Clark Lake. The lake was formed by Gavin's Point Dam, which is about 3 miles below the island where the expedition camped. Captain Clark writes today,
"Mr. Dorian left his kettle and sent back for it. Some hard wind and rain, cloudy all day. The river wide and hills on each side near the river. Passed a large island which appeared to be composed of sand, covered with cottonwood trees. Close under the starboard side, we landed at the lower point of a large island on the starboard side called Bunum, or Goodman. Here Captain Lewis and I went out a short distance on the larboard side to see a beaver house, which was said to be of great height and situated on a pond. We could not find the house and returned after night. Drewyer killed an elk and a beaver. Number of catfish caught, those fish being so plenty that we catch them at any time in any place on the river. Captain William Clark, September 1, 1804.
The cottonwood trees are a new variety for Clark and scientifically called Populus deltoides. It is the same species found today along the Yellowstone River and used by Clark for canoes on his return trip down the Yellowstone in 1806. This tree can be very tall and large in diameter. The party traveled 16 miles today. Tomorrow, a mysterious ancient fortress.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's edition of The Journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.